This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is a case to be made, and many have, that the war in Ukraine is the moment that big energy-consuming countries and regions, say the United States and Europe, ought to be rethinking things, using this moment to get out of the geopolitical traps that dependence on fossil fuels has gotten them into time and again. So we got Mark Brownstein. He's the Senior Vice President of Energy Transitions at the Environmental Defense Fund on the phone to test that proposition.
Look, there's no question that people see the high price of gasoline and that for many, this is a real economic challenge. And so it's understandable that policymakers will look for ways to reduce those prices in the short term. But the fundamental fact is, Kai, is that we have seen this scenario time and time again, where oil is proving to be an unstable factor in our economy. And now we have the opportunity to move to a different future.
Yeah, but it's a question of political will, right? And you don't have to look too much farther than the President of the United States releasing oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and asking oil-producing countries, including reports are Saudi Arabia and Venezuela, to pump more oil as a way to address his political problems that this crisis now is presenting him.
Well, as I said, Kai, you know, there's no question that the high price of gasoline affects, you know, Americans and some Americans very much. But, you know, the very same day that the president announced a release from the petroleum reserve, he also issued an executive order that will make it fundamentally easier to produce batteries in the United States, batteries that will be used in cars and trucks that will allow us to get off of oil. And so I don't think the president is getting enough credit for the steps that he's been taking to take this moment and fundamentally move our country in a different direction.
Point taken, and I don't want this to devolve into a political conversation about Joe Biden's woes, although on the energy front there they are many, but this is now a question that is in some degree beyond his control. And you don't have to look too much farther than the jam that the Build Back Better program and his climate-friendly policies there are in, right? It's all but dead.
Well, it's beyond any one person's control in this sense. The fact of the matter is that the United States does not have the ability to set the global oil price. And the only way to, you know, fundamentally make a change is to decouple our economy from dependence on oil and the global market that sets it. There's currently $550 billion of clean energy investments before the Congress. And I believe that the Ukrainian situation is now causing some who perhaps before dismissed this as simply an environmental issue to now come back and take a look at this $550 billion as a strategy to help us move away from oil dependence and the geopolitical risks that it creates for our economy.
You have called for, you've written or said in remarks, we have to have, and this is the quote, the fastest possible transformation of our global energy system. Number one, how fast is the fastest possible in your mind? And what does that look like?
Economic decarbonization means accelerating the production of zero carbon electricity, using that zero carbon electricity to displace natural gas in our homes and businesses. And then for industrial processes where electricity isn't quite ready for prime time, how do you use green hydrogen and other advanced, what they call e-fuels, to make up the difference? The United Nations talks about the fact that we have about 30 years to make progress, considerable progress, if we're going to avoid the worst consequences of climate change. And the reason why that's so important is because if we fail to deal with the climate crisis, we'll lose somewhere between 11 to 14% of global economic output by 2050. So the costs are real, both for the economy and for livability on the planet, if we don't make progress.
Mark Brownstein is the Senior Vice President of Energy Transition. He's at the Environmental Defense Fund. Mr. Brownstein, thanks for your time, sir, and your expertise. I appreciate it.
Kai, always a pleasure. Thank you.